and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Are you in the market for a new compact utility tractor, but worried about the cost? For a limited time, Prairie Land Partners is offering 0% interest for 72 months on select John Deere compact utility tractors. That's right, you can buy the tractor you need right now without worrying about high interest rates and take advantage of low monthly payments. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com. Offer ends June 30, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning. Sunshine and 64 degrees. It is 7:21, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Kati Peraza. Kati is with SOS and CASA, and we're talking about a CASA Hot Fiesta and recruiting event coming up on June 21st, Wednesday this week. Kati, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good.
Glad to have you in. So before we talk about what's going to be taking place here on Wednesday, maybe you can give us a sense as to how CASA and HOT are coming together here for this particular activity.
Sure, I'd love to. So CASA has been trying to, I think SOS as a whole has been just trying to have more community partnerships. And so earlier in the year, I decided, you know, I really want to be more involved in the community, and I am Hispanic as well, so I decided to join HOT. And so now we've decided to kind of come together and tell the community about our relationship together as community partners, and also to help recruit for both CASA and HOT at the same time.
So it's kind of a dual event then, recruiting and celebrating volunteerism at the Fiesta coming up on Wednesday. So exactly, Kati, what will be taking place?
Sure. So Wednesday, we will open doors at 5 o'clock, and we will have food and giveaway. So anybody who comes in will get a ticket. No purchase necessary at all. Food will also be free. And we just want to talk to the community about how awesome our volunteers are on both sides and everything that they do for our kiddos. And then about 6:15, the Raíces Hispanos Grupo Folclórico will come in and perform for us, and so we'll have local dancers there as well. And it's just a really great opportunity to get to know other community members, celebrate current volunteers, and get information on how to become a volunteer.
Kati, from you've been involved with CASA of the Flint Hills, and I guess my question is, A, what drew you to CASA, and B, maybe you can riff off of that and talk more about CASA's mission as a whole.
Sure, so I actually didn't really even know what CASA was until about 2.5 years ago when I joined SOS. And when I learned about the program, I thought, why don't more people know about this? You know, so CASA specifically are court-appointed special advocates, and they are court-appointed to help kids get through the foster care system. I was involved in education previously and had always wanted to do more to help kids, and when I realized that there was already program set in the community to do that, I jumped at the chance and became a volunteer as well.
What type of work do you do as a CASA, and what type of gratification do you get as your kids work through the process?
Sure. So things that we do is, you know, we talk to everybody involved in the case, so that would be parents, foster parents, caseworkers, DCS, St. Francis, anybody that has any access to the child, so even schools and teachers. And we really build together. A relationship with everyone and with the child. And we're the child's voice in court, so we make recommendations to the court about where the child would be safest. And you know, for me, as someone, like I said, that worked in education before, you know, we would make reports when we thought something was happening, but you know, you don't go beyond that. And so this is an opportunity for us to really see it through and help a child see that they can have at least one stable adult in their life. You know, once they're in the foster care system, they could move from family to family, home to home, and never stay in one place once. They don't even keep the same attorney sometimes. But the CASA stays the same throughout the lifetime of the case. And that's very important for children.
Yeah, visiting with Kati Peraza, talking about a recruiting and celebrating volunteers event. And Kati, this will be one at the Boyer Building?
Yes, it will be at the Boyer Building. Again, the doors open at 5. The event starts at 5:30, and it's just kind of come and go, but the folkloric dancers will start at 6:15.
Outstanding. Cottie, you know, we mentioned here about this being kind of a joint recruitment event involving CASA and also Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow. You outlined the reasons why you joined Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow. What have you found since you've joined there?
A real sense of community. I didn't realize that Emporia had. I'm originally from Los Angeles, and so the differences and, you know, community from here and there are just so vast. And I was very involved when I was a teenager before moving here. And so now that I've joined HOT, I have a real sense of relationship to my roots and also to Emporia as a community. And it's felt like home a lot longer than LA ever did, to be quite honest. And so to be involved with other people, and I didn't really know almost anybody that was in HOT, and now I can say that all of those ladies are definitely my friends, and that we're working together to make sure that, you know, kids in our community have access to college and school, and that's something, obviously, that's really near and dear to my heart.
Well, the public invited to this fiesta coming up Wednesday, June 21st, Boyer Building. Doors open at 5 p.m., so we encourage people to attend. Well, Cottie, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yep, you have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Yeah, Cottie.
See you Wednesday.
See you Wednesday.
See you Wednesday.
Okay, there we go.
There you go.
Nicely done. Thanks, Cottie. Yeah, Cottie Peraza with CASA and teaming up with Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow for this free and festive public event coming up on Wednesday. Doors open at 5 p.m. at the Boyer Community Building.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker spots, right now the only spot we have this week happens to be on Wednesday at 7:20, and we could have that full pretty quickly. So give us a call. Also, look to next week because most of our slots right now are wide open. The number to call, 620-342-1400. The email address is kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow's Newsmaker involves firefighter Greg Davis. Fire crews right now and firefighters are getting ready for a fundraiser for a fellow firefighter battling cancer. We'll have the update coming up at 7:20 tomorrow morning.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. KVOE Live and Local, 728, 64 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Cliffs Super Service is celebrating 85 years of business. Celebrate with them on June 24th with an oil change. In honor of being open since 1938, Cliffs Super Service is doing oil changes by appointment for just $19.38. Regular price is $55.99, so you save big.